Okay, so we're learning some beautiful Netivot Shalom on Parshat Emor. Sheva Shabtot Tamimot Tiyena. 7 perfect weeks. Ma'amar Maran, a rabbi teaches, quoting his great-grandfather, Beis Avram, Zchus Yagen Aleinu, Sheva Shabtot Tamimot Tiyena. 7 weeks. Ha-Shabtot Tiyena Tamimot. The 7 weeks of the Omer need to be perfect. Tamim. I can explain this according to the words of the Ramchal in Sil Tisharim. Minyan Madrigas Tara Gedusha. Explaining the midos of purity and holiness. The Tara inyan a precious mera. Purity is separating myself from bad. Ach bazeh adayin lo agi al chalal kedusha. But here we still haven't gotten to holiness. Kedusha hi Madriga al Yona. Holiness is a higher level. You come holy like an altar. Okay, like a sanctuary. And all of your actions are holy like it's a sacrifice. These are the sphere which are days of preparing to receive the Torah. Are there. There's where we can get these levels of purity and holiness. Like we say in the prayer, Ribono Shalom, after we do the counting, today, to purify us from our klipas, and from our impurity, and everyone should sanctify themselves with the holiness of above. Again, these two matters. Tara miklipatenu, purifying ourselves from our shells, ulitkadesh b'kedusha shamala, and to sanctify ourselves with the holiness of above. B'kedei le'agia le'kabalat haTorah, in order to get to the receiving of the Torah, lo da'i rak b'latarenu miklipatenu, it's not good enough just to purify us from our impurities, from impurities. We also need a level of holiness. And I will sanctify myself in the holiness of above. During the weekdays of the Sfira, our job is to purify ourselves from our external shells. But the main work is actually in the Shabbos of the Sfira. 7 perfect weeks. The idea is to sanctify ourselves with the holiness of above. As the Pasuk says, and you shall count. To count is from a language of a shining diamond, a sapir. You should shine your matters. The physical matters, varushut, and the choices, the optional things that we do, like eating. They should be holy, like bringing the sacrifices in the hechal. And this we get through the Shabbos of the Sfira. Ki Shabbos Kodesh Mamshicha Kedusha Al Klal Yisrael. The Shabbos Kodesh draws holiness on Am Yisrael. The Kamamar Meran Kodesh Mekuvrim Zchus Yagen Aleinu, as our Rebbe, the Rebbe Mekuvrim says, Kodesh Yilachem, Shabbat Amalka, Shabbos is holy, v'Shabbat Afilu Inyanei Lachem Hem Gam Kim Kodesh. On Shabbos, even the matters which are you're doing for you are holy. Klomar Lo Rak Tahor Ela Kodesh, not only pure, but even holy. As we say, the beginning of the holy days, if you want to get called to holy, it only begins with Shabbos. Writes, and God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. Shabbos is the Mayan and this the water fountain, the fountain and the source of holiness. Shekol Eretz Eliot Kadosh, anybody wants to be holy, yamshich mimenu kedusha, who can draw holiness from it. V'lechen, achana ikarit, the main preparation, the kabbalat haTorah hi al yedei sheva shabbatot, timimot tihyena, the 7 weeks of preparation. To get to this purpose of being a holy nation, the preparation is through the 7 weeks of Shabbos. At least the Shabbos should be perfect. Through Shabbos, the Shabbos is, we understand what holiness is. She dargas kadosh, which is the level of holy. As Chazal tell us, when God, the Midrash says that Hashem said, "I have a beautiful gift for you." Shabbat Shema, and its name is Shabbos. Why is Shabbos considered a good gift? This hints on the level of holiness. The Omrim Mesilas Yesharim writes, and it's because you can't get holiness on your own. The beginning is effort, but in the end, it's a gift. If a person does the right works, then God gives him a gift of his holiness. This gift is given through Shabbos Kodesh, Shi Matana Tova, which is a good gift. Like it says, in the end, it's a gift. If your beginning is efforts, the whole week you're trying to become pure. On Shabbos, as a gift, God gives you this level of holiness. And included in this idea of to be pure, these weeks right before receiving the Torah need to be perfect. As the holy books write, that refers to someone who makes Shabbos a vacuum. One moment of Shabbos Kodesh is like many moments during the week. It's true that all the Shabboses of the year need to be pure. But in particular, the Shabboses before we receive the Torah, and they have to be perfect, holy Shabboses. God created the world in a way that there's no completion. Shekol davar ba'olam chaser shlemus. Everything is missing completion. In this world, there's nothing that's perfect. So if a person can't get to shlemus in any matter, but God gives a Shabbos, she and a shama shekla Yisrael, which is the soul of Klal Yisrael. And the soul of the whole Torah, and through it, every Jew can get to completion. You can only get to this state of perfection through the 7 weeks. That's why it says 7 weeks. They should be perfect. And that brings the Yid to perfect receiving of the Torah. Hashabbatot shekodem kabbalat haTorah hem ikar hachana lekabbalat haTorah. These weeks are the main preparations. U'kamo she'amar Maran, zutzkareinu dai vach v'dai vach chatat haShabbos. It's enough Shabbos. U'kzerumaz, I don't know enough Yiddish to know exactly what he's saying. Something like that. One Shabbos is enough. U'kzerumaz, Chazal teach us Shabbos pei bet. The kuli alma b'Shabbos nitna Torah l'Israel. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos the Torah was given to Israel. Ha'ainu ki b'Shabbos kodesh yish dargah shlemus, b'Torah yish dargah shlemus. On Shabbos we have a level of completion. In Torah we have a level of completion. U'kamo d'chtiv Torah Hashem tamima, as it says in Torah Hashem is complete. V'akoach l'agil l'Torah u'rak l'akoach Shabbos. And the only way to get the true connection to Torah is through Shabbos. She'atorah v'chinas neshama. Torah is on the level of soul. a Shabbos of Bechinas Neshama, and Shabbos is on the level of soul. Hakin Yeshem Dargas Tamivas, and that's why we have this level of pure Shlemus Lachen Ashabtot Ema Ikar Achanala Kabbalas Torah, and that's why the main preparation to receive the Torah is through Shabbos. First 7 weeks, and then you offer in the new offering. The new mincha is the Torah. The fullest level of shleimus. Through these 7 Shabbos, we get to the perfect new offering of Shavuot. So I want to bless everyone and myself to have a Shabbos of peace and harmony. Shabbos, when we know God gives us the gift of holiness, and that holiness will draw us closer to Torah, learning Torah, living Torah, and bring us closer to the Geula Shleima. Good Shabbos.